Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to everybody out there, all the stations around the country that are carrying this programming, and I want to say a special hello. I hate to pick out one group over another. I don't want anybody to feel inferior. Special hello to the new station, KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas, that is now carrying Republic Broadcasting's programming. I don't want anybody to feel like they're being left out, because we love all of the stations that carry our programming. We certainly do. And my guest this morning is William Kay. He is the creator of a website entitled Ecofascism. It's ecofascism.com. And you can go there, read all of his well-researched articles. And when we went to break, we've got a couple callers that I want to take in a minute. William, but I want you to finish your point with your scab analogy using scab labor and people who own copious amounts of land. If you'd like to continue with that, please, I'd appreciate it.
Policies, land use planning. And they, what the environmental movement is always calling for is highly restrictive policies where there'll be maximum amount of green space and where as much as possible land is taken out of development and kept out of development. From the point of view of the land magnate, you know, the people who own vast amounts of real estate, that's a good policy. They do not want to see the market flooded with very cheap land. From a lot of people's perspective, the small landowners, the people who own land around the city, the developers who are trying to get stuff done, they keep thinking that the environmentalism is a conspiracy against landowners because they're trying to do stuff with their land. And these environmentalists keep blocking them, keep saying, oh, this is precious wilderness, and you can't do anything with it. But really, the environmental movement is an expression of the really big landowners who are trying to, you know, not so corner the market, but they want to very much limit the supply of land.
Yeah, the globalists who are behind it all.
If they would just throw it open.
Yeah, behind the globalists, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, J.P. Morgan, Warburg, Schiff, Mellon, Carnegie, all of those schmucks.
On my
who
website,
been controlling
if you go
the
to,
game for decades.
Well, be more specific. It's a landed interest. On my website, one of the book reviews
owned
I've done
by
is
those people.
Cahill, Who Owns the World? And it's the first time any group of people have really tried to compile a directory of who the world's largest landowners are. And most of it in Europe is, you know, wall-to-wall aristocrats. A lot of the big cities in Europe, all that land is privately owned by these old families. And they're very careful to restrict the amount of new land brought onto the market. But they don't go out and say, hey, we love high rent. You know, we love high, you know, land costs. They go out saying, oh, this land is precious, that tree is sacred, et cetera, et cetera. The whole thing is a ruse. But it's important to view it, you know, this is not a conspiracy against landowners. This is a struggle between landowners. Some of the old established landowners, the magnates who own a lot of the built-up property, do not want to see the little guys developing their land and flooding the market with new housing and new industrial space, et cetera. As long as you understand that, it isn't about saving the wilderness or protecting green space.
William, I have been focusing on you and Agenda 21 for over a year now, and the listeners of this network are aware of the fact that this is a plan for global control, hegemony, takeover of the entire world by the people mentioned that I had mentioned who've been in control for decades, the people who control all of the central banks. They own them all. They control the economies. They own the land. They own the politicians. They own it all. This is a long-term thing that they've been planning. This isn't something that just took place when Barack Obama came into office.
You're wrong. The whole
oh, you think this game
social,
this, you're trying to tell me this just
is,
happened when Barack Obama came into office?
The point of a social movement is to get power. If these people already,
they already have
power.
Power. You don't think Rockefeller, Rothschild, and these other people have power?
They don't have it. As far as they're concerned, they don't.
Well, maybe not, but maybe they don't think they have enough of it.
Yeah.
Hang on, we're going to break. Hold on, we're going to break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. I'll take the calls when we come back. This is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away. We'll be back in three.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call in this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning, William Kay, he is the creator of a website entitled Ecofascism, ecofascism.com. I will link to his website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Go there under my podcast tab will be a link to William Kay's website. So when we went to break, you were talking about you believe that this is a fight between landowners and not go back to that point you had made, William, that there wasn't you didn't believe that this was a conspiracy.
No, I do not believe this is a conspiracy.
You don't think these people are conspiring together to achieve their agenda? You don't think that these globalists are conspiring together, working together hand in hand to achieve this agenda?
A conspiracy is something done by a small group of people. A conspiracy is something that is done entirely in private. And a conspiracy is something that is usually considered illegal. Much of what the environmental movement is doing is done pretty much in the public. You know, if you do a bit of research, they lay it all out for you. It isn't as though this is happening in private. It's happening in public. And
well,
also,
it's kind of hiding in but that doesn't negate the fact that people can work together jointly to achieve their agenda. And I would say that the people who control the media, the same handful of people who own the banks, who own the politicians, who control the governments, this landed gentry, who own the media, are conspiring together, because nowhere do you ever hear on the mainstream media in this country, William, anything about UN Agenda 21. Or the fact that their goal is, whether you believe they are working in tandem or not, their goal is to move people off the land. This is not something that gets play at 6 o'clock at night on the mainstream news. It doesn't happen. These networks that I'm on are the only ones who talk about these things.
It's not a small handful of people. Even if you listed, you know, the really big players in the environmental movement, the Rockefeller family, the Kennedy family, the Pew family, the royal houses of Holland and Britain and that, keep going down that list, you finally realize there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these people.
Of course there are. And a lot of them are useful idiots because they bought into this whole global warming mantra that has been so well implemented.
We're still not dealing with, you know, 20 men around a table. We're dealing with thousands of men who never really meet in one room together.
Well, what about the Bilderbergers? You think that's all a conspiracy, too? And those people get together on a yearly basis to just have a cup of coffee together?
The Bilderbergers was created by Prince Bernhard of Holland. It was one think tank out of many. It's like the Trilateral Commission or the Council of Foreign Relations. But once again, once you start doing that, you realize there are dozens of these organizations. You know, when you start saying conspiracy, you're implying this is a very highly centralized thing. In reality, it's a social movement. And within that social movement...
Well, you could call it a social movement, but the origin of the social movement is the same handful of people, these robber barons from the 19th century, who would have called, if they had used the term at that time, they would have been the globalists of that time. That same handful of people and their descendants and their cronies is a handful of people who truly do rule the world. They create the rules that we are all living by. Whether you want to deem that a conspiracy or not is entirely your prerogative. However, that doesn't change the fact that this handful of people is implementing this agenda through the various organizations that they create and fund with their tax-exempt foundations. Fact, not fiction. You want to call it a conspiracy? You don't have to call
fiction,
it a conspiracy. The end game is the same.
Okay, Maggie, tell me, you know, a pinch of salt, what's a handful of people? Like, how many people makes a handful?
Certainly
I'm
not 7 billion, I can tell you that much. Certainly
know,
not a billion people, certainly
with...
not 100 million people.
The environmental movement has, there's over 30,000 chartered environmental organizations. There's probably actually even more than that. Just the heads of these organizations would fill a football stadium.
Where do they get their funding?
The funding can be narrowed down to probably several hundred organizations. Some of these groups do broadcasts, and they get donations from, you know, brainwashed, you know, sheep all over the place.
And
through the complicity of the media and things like that. I'm saying that when you start talking conspiracy, you're exaggerating the centralization.
Well, I don't think so. So you and I are going to differ on that point, William, because people conspire together to achieve their objective all the time. It's a very common everyday occurrence. People are conspiring together all the time. It's a common occurrence. And are these clandestine operations, are these people coming out? Are they telling you on the 6 o'clock news what their game plan is? Gee, we'd like to decrease the world's population by 85%. How do you like that, kids? No, of course they're not telling us that. Why aren't they?
Well, you can go to the Ford Foundation's website. You can go to the Rockefeller. All of these big foundations that are funding the Green Party, the Green Movement, are required by law to issue their annual reports. I frequently read their tax returns. This is not happening in secret. That's one
the
of
Rockefeller
my points.
The Rockefeller Foundation has
in broad daylight.
Rockefeller has over 3,000 tax-exempt foundations. Listen, on that note, William, I want to take some callers. We have several waiting. We've got Werner, New Brunswick, E.T., New Mexico, Richard in Quebec, Ronnie in Oregon. So, Werner, you're on. Hello, Werner.
I just want to ask your guest a question. Did he ever farm? This is regard the blanket statements he made right at the beginning of the show. Did he ever farm in his life?
William, have you ever farmed?
I've worked on a farm.
For how long?
A summer.
So basically, you just said a short vacation.
I grew up in a rural area. What's your point?
My point is we have too many so-called armchair experts talking about subjects where they don't have a clue, and that has sent most of the stewards of the land, because this is what the farming families have been. They have driven them off the land with all those armchair experts. And then you made the statement about the National Socialists. My parents were not National Socialists, but they did a lot of good things, sustainability, you know, in food production and environmental sustainability. But what I see nowadays is the so-called environmental organizations, for most of those organizations, and that, the ones that are involved in it, you know, it's a meal ticket. It's an office job. Send us donations. And in regard to the communists, we have seen how much food there was being supplied in the Soviet Union. After 78 years, in the most fertile part of the globe, they couldn't even feed themselves anymore. They had to depend on food imports. And again, about stewardship of the land. Under the communist system, 2.5% of the agricultural area in the former Soviet Union, it was still privately owned in small plots. And on those 2.5% of the total agricultural areas, they were producing 40% of the food. There is a point about stewardship of the land. When people that work the land have control of the land, with this, they could take on a responsibility, and not just only for one generation, but for many generations.
Hello.
And in regard to farmers using manure on the land, that is a biological system. Along the Yellow River in China, the people, they farmed for thousands of years the same ground, and they took care of the land. And after thousands of years of agriculture, the ground was more, had become more productive, which cannot be said about the new chemical agriculture and the monoculture. I grew up on a farm over in the old country. We were practicing the old traditional farming methods with crop rotations. And you feed the soil, you put the waste back in the soil in order to that you didn't run out the soil. And this is the close stewardship of the land. This is what the best food security for the population is. And when I hear about the earth being overpopulated, it's a bunch of hogwash. It comes from so-called experts, armchair experts, from university, and some political whores who want to make themselves a name.
Werner, I appreciate you calling. Werner, I want to thank you for calling. I always like what you have to say. William, if you have any comments quickly, then we're going to go to a couple other callers. So if you have anything you'd like to comment on, William, go right ahead.
That was an example of agrarian romanticism. I think he made the connection between Nazism and environmentalism very well for me. Thank you, Werner. And it's an obvious fact that the industrialization of agriculture has led to an explosion of agricultural productivity. It has increased productivity, and I don't know, I'm not defending anything that went on in the Soviet Union, so I don't know what that was about. But anyways, thank you, Werner.
Well, I don't think Werner was defending anything that went on in the Soviet Union.
No,
especially
he was
the Ukraine, where they murdered about 12 million of their own people and starved the people to death. I'd say they probably were conspiring against the landowners and the land users in the Soviet Union. Let's go to E.T. in New Mexico. Hi, E.T. How are you today?
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just have a comment that I think would be cogent. I just want to the discussion that I wanted to add. I just want to read this. This corporations are for unlawful purposes, primarily to escape punishment for their crimes by placing the blame on a fictional organization responsible to no one. Their sole purpose is to shirk responsibility. One who incorporates, or even those who join a corporation, are doing it for the purpose of avoiding personal responsibility for their own lives. I realize this sounds harsh. You take a look at the results for the evidence. When corporations are established with the power to declare themselves bankrupt, that makes them criminal. And this is the situation of governments today. Corporations are legal fictions.
Hang on.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is William Kay. He has a website entitled Ecofascism, ecofascism.com. And I didn't hear the cue music, so we went to break without really being able to give you the time to finish what you were saying, E.T. So continue with what it was you were saying, and then we'll allow William will get a chance to respond. E.T., you still there?
Okay, yeah, Maggie. I come from a Buddhist background spiritually, and in Buddhism they say a leaf doesn't fall to the ground without there being repercussions. Karma is like certain, and the consequences of our actions, what you reap, we will sow. Okay, and this whole idea of limited liability corporation LLC. To me, it's just an abomination. There's limited liability. There's no limited liability here. There's consequences for every action we take. And, that's where I don't need to believe in conspiracy theories when I have evidence of complicity. And if you don't believe in conspiracies, conspiracies are all throughout history. And these godless people who are on top, and these limited liability corporate godless people who think that there's no repercussions for their actions, that's just insane. I am and that's the difference between people who believe in God or they have a spiritual view of life know that there's repercussions and there's consequences for our actions. And even if we don't pay in this life, maybe their wealth protects them in this life. That we don't. It doesn't just end at death. It goes. We go on after death. There is another world after death. And the godless people who are in charge and think that they're just godless and they don't believe in that at all. They think they just become worm food after death. And so it doesn't matter what they do. They do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Take as much as you can. And anyway, I'm ranting now. But
all right. E.T., thanks for calling. William, do you have anything you want to comment on regarding what E.T. had to say? Otherwise, we're going to take some other callers.
I do. That's another example of romanticism.
William, I think that's condescending. I don't think the people who are calling in are romanticizing anything. I think what they're doing is stating facts based on their experiences and their ideas of what's happening. Let's face it, corporations exist, and the reason why you set up a corporate entity so that you're not held personally liable, that the corporation is. And so I don't think, I have to tell you, William, I think it's kind of condescending to say that these people are romanticizing things. I don't think that they're romanticizing anything.
E.T. is an intelligent adult. I think he can take that comment. What I wanted to say was that corporations as legal entities are an indispensable part of a modern economy. You could not raise the kind of funding or capital to carry out most of the businesses that we see around us without using the corporation. It has been a great benefit to our society to allow that legal mechanism to exist. It is inconceivable that we would run a modern society without that. You would not be able to issue shares. You would not be able to pool the capital necessary for most of the business around us. In cases where there's criminal activity, every jurisdiction in the English-speaking world has provisions whereby you can set aside the corporate veil and go right after those people who are involved in it. Those sorts of laws are there to protect us. Abolishing the corporation as a legal entity would utterly disrupt the economy. No, corporations aren't the problem.
What do you think the problem is?
Are calling for a primitive, very primitive form of economic system.
I don't think that's what he was saying at all. Let's take another couple callers here. Let's go to Richard in Quebec. Richard, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm listening to a fantastic show, May.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Where are you in Quebec?
Where in Quebec?
Yeah.
In Montreal.
Oh, all right. I was there many years ago. Many years ago.
Expo 67, no doubt.
No, actually, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was, 35 years ago, and that wasn't 67. That was probably around 7. Yeah, no. Oh, cool. I went there with a friend. We went on a little cruise. We went to Montreal and up to Quebec City and up through some other areas. It was very nice.
Well, you were here for the October crisis. Oh, my goodness. Or near the time of the October crisis. But nobody knows about the October crisis.
I don't know what you refer to. But anyway.
I do.
Alberta should know. Yeah. That's when the federal government imposed the military occupation on the Quebecers for what they thought was an independence movement, an uprising among what they called the FLQ. I've forgotten what the FLQ stands for. It's been so long. Anyway, that's another story if anybody ever wanted to do it.
Okay.
William K.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm quite touched by your attempt to define liberalism for the American audience. I defy your, I liked your approach. I thought you did a good job, but I don't think that the American mind is ready for that transition yet. You were right about Dewey. But the notion...
Hold on, Richard, because we have to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Nolan, Barrett, and Steve, I'm going to get to you as well, so don't hang up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And I say this all the time, but it is necessary. Hello to all of the stations out there who are carrying the programming. And if you would like to advertise on a station, a network that redistributes the truth, then please get in contact with Republic Broadcasting via republicbroadcasting.org. There's contact information on there. Call in. If you have a little business or a service you would like to advertise and you want to do that on a network that is going to stand up for your rights as opposed to enslave you, then I suggest that you get in touch with Republic Broadcasting and we can make that happen. Richard in Quebec, you were making your point, and I want you to make it quickly if you could for me, please, Richard, because I have several other callers I'd like to take today.
Okay. So I'll just... observing the attempt to define liberalism and how it's misunderstood or misinterpreted by different groups. Now, in the U.S., liberalism basically means we want to spread something around among the poor people. Now, liberalism in the British origin basically means I've got mine, you can get your own. Now, I wonder, if, William, if I'm close on that definition of liberalism.
Well, some people say liberalism is a mental disorder, too.
Yes.
Am I up?
Yeah, William, you're still on with me. I haven't disconnected you, so please go right ahead and say what you'd like to say.
Point number one, the FLQ stands for the Federation to Liberate Quebec.
Oh, okay.
Don't know the history of that. Look into it. And tell the gentleman from Quebec there's a priceless book called The RCMP, The Real Subversives by Richard Fidler. You know, a lot of those, what happened was there was a wave of bombings in Quebec, and then there was a massive state clampdown, and several hundred people were dragged out, their doors kicked down in the middle of the night by the police and the army. What was exposed later was a lot of those bombings were set off by the RCMP, by the police themselves, as a provocation for the clampdown. And we know this because at one of the bombings, the RCMP officer blew his arm off, setting the bomb in place. He was taken by an ambulance to an emergency ward. Then the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, had the nerve to say that he acted alone. They knew nothing of it.
I bet you there was some conspiracies going on there. What do you think, William?
Well, that was a small enough group to call a conspiracy.
Oh, you think the numbers define conspiracy? I don't.
Yeah.
Richard, I want to thank you.
People.
Richard, I want to thank you for calling. I want to go to Ronnie in Oregon. Hang on, William. Let's go to Ronnie in Oregon. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Ronnie?
Yes, this is Ronnie from Oregon.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Very happy to hear that you're discussing the subject and keeping at it, because this is the most important issue of our time, and this is the root of all of the other issues. And as a geographer, I want to say that I know now why they stopped teaching geography, and it was because people would have figured out how all these issues are connected in whatever kind of context or pretext that we look at them. And I think that this is kind of the source of a lot of unnecessary argument, because we look from different points of view or positions or context of these issues. And, you know, naturally, studying geography, you need to understand the history. And as far as this, the whole environmental movement goes, there is a very specific history, and Lyndon LaRouche organization, who publishes the Executive Intelligence Review, has been fighting this for 40 years, right back down to its origins in the British Empire, in British liberalism, which is very much eat your neighbor, and also the origins of this economic system driving this whole operation. And it was, a psyop, basically, that uses fear, whether it's global warming, whether it's overpopulation, or oil peak. All of these things are contrived operations that, create fear, and then by such doing, prevent people from developing their knowledge and reason around an issue of how to solve a problem. If you're afraid, you don't even think. So there's one issue in particular from 1997 of the EIR, and you can just look up EIR Volume 24, Number 29. It's July 18th, 1997, and just how the Green Fascist Movement was created. And this, it starts right out, this particular, there's a whole features section with a series of articles about this. They created the movement on purpose, and it was Aldous Huxley at the UN, at UNESCO, IUCN, and all of this happened post, World War II, and a lot of it around is a secret thing, is an extension from the Treaty of Verona, which was 1822. It was a secret treaty among the European oligarchs, who were, the monarchs, the dukes and so forth, and with the approval, if not the complicity, of the Pope at the time. And this is what, I call the Unholy Alliance.
No, I'd agree with you there, Ronnie.
Absolutely.
You got like another 30 seconds and I have to cut you off because I have several other callers waiting and I want to give everybody an opportunity, Ronnie.
Right.
So if there's a final thought you have in 30 seconds, please make it. And I want to thank you for calling.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. This is, we are so confused because our values and our minds are completely usurped by this nonsense of, believing in authority. Check out the Milligram experiment and how organizations and people in positions of authority are, we just believe whatever they do say. And so we've got to extricate ourselves from that. And I'm fully supportive of the idea that we need to take personal responsibility, because when we defer responsibility to others, especially when they have immunity, whether it's politicians or, churches, and these churches are corporations now too. So we've got to look at the way life is organized. And geography is just the general subject that that studies the relationship of humanity to the planet. So,
okay.
Yeah, and we are, you know, like GMO foods are
Ronnie,
bad.
Ronnie, I hate to cut you off. I truly do, but I want to get the other callers in because we don't have a lot of time
Everybody
left.
Everybody check out your website. I really like your website, The Unsolicited Opinion. Great for Agenda 21 issues, and thank you so much, Maggie. We'll talk to you
Ronnie,
later.
Thank you, and do me a favor. Shoot me an email with the list for the EIR and that stuff. I'll link it up onto my website for today's podcast, okay?
Okay.
So if you would email me through my website, there's a contact button to be able to do that.
Okay.
William, do you have anything you'd like to say? Otherwise, I want to go to another caller.
One sentence. If that caller... to go to my website, there's one essay in there called Environmentalism's Environment, and it is a history of the geography, the science of geography, and how it was corrupted over time, and how it all ties into the environmental movement. So if she's into geography and she wants to read a brief history of the science of geography and as how it relates to environmentalism, there's one essay on the left-hand side of ecofascism.com, and it's called Environmentalism's Environment.
Okay. Let's go to Nolan in North Carolina. Hi, Nolan. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to get your opinion on the buzz that's going around the Internet about the revaluation of the dinar.
The revaluation of the dinar?
Yes, that's the Iraqi currency.
Yeah, I know what it is, but honestly, to be honest with you, right now I'm not too concerned with that, Nolan. We're kind of talking about you and Agenda 21 and related things. So, what does that have to do with what it is we're discussing, in your estimation?
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Right now, I could care less what they do with their currency. The books are cooked on all dollars, dinars, francs, kronas. It doesn't make any difference because the same handful of people control the central banks around the world. The money is manipulated, and I don't think it's going to do a whole lot for us one way or another because their goal is to collapse the system. So whether they collapse it in dinars or dollars or francs or kronas, I don't think it's going to make much difference. Because the end game, the goalposts are the same no matter which way they approach it. They're all heading towards the same agenda. The school of fish is swimming towards the same goalpost.
That's a good metaphor.
Thanks, Nolan, for calling. I appreciate it. I have Barrett in Oregon. Hi, Barrett. How are you?
Yeah, fine. I just want to say I heard you guys talking about how many people really run things. It's none of the people you see on TV, Obama, I mean, it's just, they're all puppets.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, my mom, no matter what I say to her, she thinks it's Republic blanks, and she uses the four-letter word. And I keep telling her that the agenda keeps rolling on. When Obama said he's going into office, he's going to bring the troops home, I'm going to stop this warrantless wiretapping, which is the Patriot Act. Then you have the FISA Act, which is, you know, they can, it's a federal FISA. It's the Internet, basically. The Bilderberg Group is behind it because you have world leaders all over the place, and you have government officials from all over the place going meeting in secret. And you have Skull and Bones, you have the Thule Society, you have the Freemasons. They're the ones that run this world. And, the justice system. I mean, look at the justice system. You're guilty until proven innocent unless you have a bunch of money to protect yourself. The only way to get out of it really is to stand up for yourself like Rosa Parks did December 2nd, 1955, and refuse to give up your seat.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Barrett. I want to thank you for calling. William, anything you'd like to comment on with what Barrett said? Otherwise, we're going to go to a couple more callers.
I tended to agree. I think we're going to – I'll be just repeating myself, so go ahead.
Okay. Steve in Missouri.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I got in the show late, but I tuned in just in time to hear you ranting, and I loved it.
well, thank you.
You had the amps turned up a little bit.
Too much caffeine today.
two cups and I'm done.
Well, I drink a couple of paths, so I'm wired.
This idea of industrialized farming should rightfully be called centralization through industrialization.
Yeah, there you go, a little communism, huh?
Yeah, and listen, let me tell you my experience. I bought a $1.60 pack of tortillas at Walmart the other day. I'm forced to go there sometimes for certain products because I live in a very small area. For instance, this is that's the only store I can buy a tub of plain yogurt to make my smoothies from my garden fruits with. But I got home, and the stuff, you know, it's called a Mi Mama, M-I, Mi Mama, as if, you know, some little Mexican lady made these tortillas somewhere sitting on a stump, you know, by her fire, and which right there is fraudulent, really. You look at the artwork on the package and everything, but the stuff's got sodium aluminum phosphate in it. Now, I suppose that's some kind of aluminum salt, along with the other five or six preservatives that were listed. But, you know, tortillas made out of salt, flour, and water. I mean, what's up with that?
Oh, but, I don't know. Maybe somebody who speaks Mandarin made it for you.
Aluminum phosphate. So I took the package back to Walmart, and, of course, they wouldn't give me my money back because they didn't have my receipt because, you know, if you buy food at Walmart, you better keep your receipt because it might have poison in it.
Yeah, well, it probably does have poison.
So that was fine. I said, I don't want the $1.60 back. I just wanted to make the point that you're selling poisonous products here, and if it's not poisonous, it's only because some god in D.C. at the FDA declared that aluminum phosphate wasn't poisonous.
It's good for you.
He says, oh, well, do you want to talk to somebody about it? I said, well, I'm talking to you. You know, next time you have a meeting with your boss, pass it along, would you? So she said, well, I can't give your money back. Well, I said, I don't care what you do. I said, throw it away. Oh, I can't throw it away. I said, well, put it back on the shelf. Somebody will buy it. You know, oh, I can't put it back on the shelf once it's left the store. I said, well, give it to the poor people, whatever. So then I offer it to the lady in line behind me. And the cashier says, oh, you can't do that. And I said, well, is it mine or isn't it? She said, yeah, it's yours. I said, okay, I'm giving it to this lady if she wants it here. But anyway, this woman thought she was going to control my behavior regarding what the disposal of the tortillas that she wouldn't take back. That there's a little bit of eco-fascism there for you right there. And if I didn't hear, William, I apologize if I characterized this wrongly, but I thought I heard you say that, oh, we have the courts to protect us from the corporations. Well, that is a fairy tale. There's not a legal court in existence in this country, and I would challenge you to find me a lawfully elected or a lawfully judge or a lawfully licensed lawyer in this country.
Thanks for calling, Steve. William, you have anything you want to say to that? Otherwise, we're going to go to Kevin in Australia.
I take a lot of food supplements. Like a lot of people, I take magnesium, copper, zinc supplements. If you look at vitamins, those sort of metals are in all of those things. They're part of a perfectly healthy diet. As for phosphate, adenosine triphosphate is a crucial component of every living organism. These are not toxic things.
A lot of the vitamins and that stuff, William, are made in China. Is that okay with you?
Well, none of mine are. I mean, I'm not anti-Chinese. I'm very pro-North American, but ipso facto, coming from China does not necessarily mean it's bad. There's been a few stories about some sort of bad products there. But, you know, I'm not a China basher person.
I'm not a China basher, but you know what? Communist countries, I have a problem with communism and all that it entails. And since China really is a communist country, that has
I don't know how to define it. You know, there's a lot of businessmen in Canada come back saying,
I don't care. Listen, businessmen are going to do anything for a buck, okay? That's what they get paid to do.
But what they're saying is it's easier to do business in China.
Listen, we know that all kinds of toxic things come out of China. I'm not China bashing, but guess what? I would have to say that what China's doing and what I, as an American citizen, want to see happen are two entirely different things. I'm not too thrilled with stuff that comes from China. It's not China bashing. It's just China facts. Let's go to Kevin in Australia.
We're losing so much manufacturing to China. That disappoints me.
Yeah, well, it should disappoint you unless you want to, you know, eat grubs. It should disappoint you.
Yeah, we're getting deindustrialized. There's issues there, but, you know,
China appears
to be more capitalist than us right now. So,
I think that there's a real problem with the playing field. Why the playing field isn't level is because of all the free trade agreements that have been signed in this nation to outsource all of the jobs out of this country to third world countries, to communist nations. I have a problem with that. Who's behind that?
Let's
see, the globalists who control our politicians who vote for these kinds of agreements. So I have a problem with that. Let's go to Kevin in Australia, please. William, we're going to go to Kevin in Australia. Kevin, you want to get on with us?
Yeah, I was on your website.
Hey, hang on, Kev, because we're going to have to go to break real quick. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I will have a link to my guest website up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. We've only got a couple more minutes before the show ends. Kevin in Australia, I want you to make your point real quickly so I can give William a chance to respond if he cares to do so. So, Kevin, please, what was it you wanted to say?
Yeah, Maggie, this is a quick question about your website. I was on it earlier this evening. You had a guest there the other night, I think, that you were talking about what was going on in Libya. And pretty sure that was the...
I know what you're talking about. I had put under, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. If you go to the podcasts, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday, I put a link to a video up there on my website that I had seen from Libya. I think, is that what you're talking about, Kevin?
Yeah. That's the one I've been looking for.
Okay, yeah, right,
I'll get up and let the next person get on quickly.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kevin. But, yeah, take a look under the podcast. I put the links to Libya there if you want to watch them. And I know RBN had a great article on Libya on their website. So if you take a look at RBN and into the archives on RBN, I think some of the articles, there was one just there on Monday or Tuesday, great article written by a fellow in Iceland, I believe it was. Anyway, thanks for calling, Kevin. I appreciate it. Listen, William, I've only got a couple more minutes left. I want to thank you for coming on with me today. William Kay has been my guest. His website is Ecofascism, ecofascism.com. William, thanks for all the work that you do. We will agree to disagree on several points, but that's okay. That's what makes the world go around, that and some conspiracy theorists. So thanks for coming on my show, William. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, and try to go a day without using the word conspiracy. We're dealing with a vast social movement. It is you're exaggerating the...
No, I'm not, William. Okay, no, I'm not. Okay, people conspire together. Two or more individuals working in unison together is the definition of conspiracy. Conspiracies happen every day. These are not fictional characters out there, William. There are a lot of people who are working together to make this happen, and yes, they are conspiring together to make it happen. These aren't conspiracy theories. I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat here, William, so please don't insult my intelligence. These are facts. This is not fiction. These are facts, okay?
Sociology is a science. You're smarter than that.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, William. I appreciate it. Ecofascism.com is William Kay's website. If you'd like to read what else William has to say about things in life, then please go to William's website and do so. Listen, everybody, these are not conspiracy theories that people are talking about here. These are facts. People are getting together, and they have joined forces. These globalists are conspiring together. Now, whether William wants to believe that or not is entirely his prerogative. I personally don't give a rat's rear end. But that doesn't negate the fact that people conspire together every day to do things. Whether they want to call them lawful or not is absolutely irrelevant. It doesn't change the fact that people work together, hand in hand, conspiring together to achieve their agenda, whether they are Republicans or liberals or whatever. It doesn't matter. Same thing. Doesn't matter. Republicans, liberals, Democrats, fascists, commies. The outcome is the same. These pricks want to enslave us, and I, for one, am not going to go gently into that good night. So on that note, everybody, I love to go to Oz. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank my guests. We agree to disagree. And I will be back tomorrow. There's another great show following me. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming because there's people like me in the world who are going to fight for you. So thank God for people with some gonads, huh? Take care, everybody.
It's far, far away. Behind the moon. Beyond the rain.